Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Cecil, James and Ignatius discussed the advances Maxine had made to both James and Ignatius. Dropping Cecil home, James explained the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee's responsibility of monitoring and evaluating compliance of government with the Natural Resource Fund Act and having mandatory public consultations. Ignatius called Ryan and was surprised to learn that he had not gone to the States as planned. He insisted that Ryan go with him to a first oil celebration in Murondoy. There, Ignatius offered Pepper $50,000 to show Ryan a good time. As we return, Lawrence, James, Feynman and Ignatius are hanging up.
Ignatius, if you see what Pepper did Ryan at the first oil celebration last night, the poor boy looked like he left stupid.
Yes, I was right there.
And you allowed her?
My son is a grown man. It's time the boy hardened.
But isn't he still married to your daughter, Lawrence?
Last time I checked.
Well, we know what your daughter's been up to lately, Lawrence. No need to sugarcoat these things.
Larry Don Ignatius.
Well, I tell you, this village way too small.
Yeah, it was a nice event, though. I felt so proud, man.
Yes. Well, we could celebrate for sale all we want. It's what come after with the management of the resources.
I hear about the Natural Resource Fund Act. Kevin was telling me and Sonia about it. He said that they're going to have some kind of committee looking over everything.
Yeah, the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee.
Yes, I heard about that, and I'm very interested to know who are the people who will make up the 22 members. We need men and women with integrity.
Where is 22 members?
Yes.
But how they're going to really be choosing these people? Suppose they end up picking some scamps.
No, the members have to be nominated.
Well, I'm putting myself up for nomination. being the richest man in Morondai, should grant me the privilege of sitting on that committee.
Who nominating these people?
One representative will be nominated by a group of civil society organizations and community-based organizations.
I have donated handsomely to the organizations we have in Morondai. They know that I am a man of integrity and would have no need to take bribes or thief because I'm already a very wealthy man.
Ignatius, you really feel you qualified to sit on this committee? This is a big responsibility, you know.
I don't know if you're trying to insult me, fine man. But might I remind you that I have run successful businesses for over 40 years?
Nice.
Who is the other representative?
There will be nominees to represent women and youth. Those nominations will also come from civil society organizations and community groups which represent women and youth.
I think Unique Boston would make a fine candidate to represent youth.
And I agree with you fully.
Well, it's me that in la. So, y'all don't know. Me son make a good choice.
Nothing like our unfaithful friend Divine.
Ignatius, I don't warn you. Don't talk about me, data!
Wait, is beat you gonna beat me, Lawrence?
All right, gentlemen.
I said keep me data name out your mouth!
You should have told her to stay away from my son.
All right, gentlemen. Okay, come on, man. We can't make a spectacle of ourselves.
Just now soon you're gonna call me to find out what time I coming home.
Anyway, James, let me continue discussing this thing. What are the nominees we are looking at?
One from the Bar Association of Guyana.
Makes sense.
I don't too trust liars and them kind of people, but it's all right.
Like you had a bad experience.
Her name was Victorine.
Uh-oh.
Thing for cry, man a laugh. Victorine take me heart, walk on it, then she pick it up off the ground, rinse it off, fry it up, and eat it with loud pepper.
Hey, so you know about this?
This was before she. None of she business.
They haven't any nominees from the Guyana Press Association?
Yes.
And what about the Guyana Consumers Association?
Yes, they got one from there too.
Nice.
So, there's it. They ain't sound like 22 people.
One from the Guyana Extractive Transparency Initiative. One from Transparency Institute of Guyana, Inc. And one to represent the trade unions.
And what about the Regional Democratic Council?
One from each.
So there's 10. And now say we're making up the 22.
And you're going to have a nominee from the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Guyana, the Private Sector Commission, and a nominee from academia nominated by the Council of the University of Guyana.
Wonderful. That sounds like a started list.
I must be on that list.
I thought nomination day gone since January 10th.
Very funny, fine man. I am a man with integrity. Why I can't be on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee?
Well, wait and see if anybody can nominate you.
There's going to be a long wait.
Y'all laugh all you want, but watch me. I shall be on that committee.
So, Cecil, apparently the returning officer will post a list of proxies no later than the fourth day before elections.
Did you let Melda know this?
Yes, she's aware. She also knows she has to make the appointment no later than 10 days before the elections. I don't trust her grandson. I'm wondering if he will even go to vote.
Lucille, he seems like a responsible young man to me.
I think he smokes that marijuana.
Hmm.
I suppose Melda knows what she's doing.
Since she lost her sight, isn't that young man the one who has been taking care of her?
Yes, because her children are a herd of degenerates. Melda worked hard to take care of them, but they all are too busy to look after her. One of them is a police officer. When she tries to speak to him, he's always busy. He'll be working Elections Day, so he should be voting on the day they set aside for the disciplined services.
Speaking about that, I wonder if there are provisions in place for certain electors to vote at a polling station where their name is not on the list.
Yes. That provision is made for people like Melda's son, election officials, members of the disciplined services, and rural constables.
I see.
A certificate of employment is used. Those persons will receive the certificate of employment signed by the returning officer of that particular district no later than a day before.
Very enlightening. I forgot all those things. You seem to have the information at hand.
I'm reading from what June gave me.
Oh, I see.
We should make sure we get to the polling station early on March the 2nd. We are too old to deal with the heat later in the day, and I want to avoid the hooligans.
Lucille, the heat doesn't bother me. And the hooligans, as you call them, also have a democratic right to vote.
Your tolerance for degenerates has always worried me.
Oh, Lucille.
When do you suppose you will die, Cecil?
Perhaps after you.
Ha! After I pull you from death's door, you really think you will outlive me? Hilarious.
What do I know? We are two old farts who have suddenly switched the conversation from discussing election day proceedings to wondering when we will die.
Well, in many ways, you're already dead, Cecil.
Your tact impresses me.
It is love.
I suppose I don't deserve better.
I suppose you don't. Why don't we get out of the house for a bit? We can go grab a bite to eat. It's such a wonderful, cool afternoon.
I have no objections.
Good. Get dressed. I will drive.
Wait, is all this time pass? Jeez. Monica must be wondering where I dey. And I forget my phone home.
What? Try dey. I just check him upon Sonia upon WhatsApp.
Yeah, I did the same with June.
Look how y'all have your wives controlling your lives. No woman control Ignatius Thomas.
Hey, why you said it when Shelley are wrong?
One high fall.
I leave when I leave. And return when I return. Shelley doesn't question me.
Then you could tell me anything.
If my son used to listen to me, your daughter will not be making him a fool.
Here we go again.
Ignatius, I said keep my daughter name out your mouth.
Like it's fight you want, fight Lawrence.
Ah, come on, fellas. Let's
go.
No.
Lawrence, Ignatius, don't stop this, man.
Keep my daughter name out your mouth.
You ain't no fight, my Lawrence. You ain't no fight, man.
Lawrence, leave Galan before this thing turn out more serious.
I agree totally.
Right, take him away before I do something I regret. I am a licensed firearm holder.
You threaten to shoot me? You threaten to shoot me, Ignatius?
Gentlemen, look, come on, man.
Ignatius, you can't be threatening people with your gun.
You want to shoot me? If he's a bad man, he can shoot me.
Look, fine, man. Get Lawrence out.
I won't even waste a bullet.
Goodness gracious. What a vile display. James, why am I not surprised that you're involved in this?
I don't take threats lightly, you know, Ignatius. I can be waiting for you.
God willing.
Ignatius, that wasn't cool. You can't be threatening to shoot people.
Shoot?
What happened here?
James, relax. I don't even have my gun with me. I was just angry. Anyway, I will take my leave now.
You should wait till we know Feynman and Lawrence gone.
Look, I'm a big man. Nobody don't run me like...
James, you ought to be ashamed of yourself associating with the likes of those people.
James, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, Mr. Carter. I wasn't involved in the squabble.
Nevertheless, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are.
You know what? Frankly, I am tired of you, Mrs. Carter. Why you don't arrest your old...
James! James!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
The voting process. Once you have been identified as the elector you claim to be, you would be given a ballot paper that is stamped at the back, top and bottom halves in your presence. On the ballot paper, provision is made for you to vote twice. Once at the top section where you vote for the party of your choice in the general election, and once at the bottom section where you vote for the party of your choice in the regional election. Make your mark in the box provided on the right of your choice. After you have voted, fold the ballot paper as shown by the election official. Dip the first joint of your right index finger in the ink provided and place the ballot paper in the ballot box that is there for this purpose. You would then have to peacefully depart the polling station. For more information, contact GCOM on 225-0277-9, 223-9653, email pro@gcom.org.gy, or visit GCOM's website at www.gcom.org.gy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated and the Small Business Bureau.